continue our conversation now. Dr. Ron Scott is a retired United States Air Force colonel and the uncle of the man, JP, who owned that Mac shop in Delaware that took in Hunter Biden's laptop. You notice in all the press accounts, there's been no denial that this is Hunter Biden's laptop. There was no denial of the people that have come forward. In fact, direct witnesses saying this is true and Joe Biden benefited from this. So, Dr. Ron Scott, let's continue with the conversation. In November of 2019, the FBI came back around, said is there child pornography. JP says he doesn't know. By December of 2019, the FBI issued a subpoena for the laptop, which he gave to them, but he had made two copies of all the material on the laptop. Let's pick the story up right there and move into May of 2020, because you couldn't get anybody to take much of an interest in this. Why not?
That's a good question. With nothing happening in May, I started to reach out to very reputable investigative journalists. I don't want to mention their names because I think they get inundated with all kinds of hoaxes and whatever. But I reached out to three investigative journalists in May. I sent a summary of three documents on that hard drive to a Judicial Watch with a copy of the subpoena. I also sent a summary with the subpoena to a Senate committee. Again, no responses from either of those folks. So fast forward August, I bring in my friend, Lieutenant General Rod Bishop. You interviewed him last week on another matter. Rod's neighbor was formerly with Fox News. We set up a telephone conference. I brought the Fox News rep into the loop on this. He linked me then to Ken LaCourte, former executive vice president with Fox News. I shared some material with Ken. He responded. It was explosive, but Fox had become risk averse on matters such as this. So I linked him up directly with my nephew, letting him know that JP had reached out to Rudy Giuliani and Giuliani was interested. That really moved it forward. They decided the New York press would break the story. And once that was decided and they independently verified data on that drive, Fox News was all over it 24/7. But as we know, the rest of the media censored it, or they slandered my nephew, calling him a Russian agent, hacker, and a whole list of
whole
other
host of other
derogatory terms.
Let me ask you this, doctor, because here's what people want to know. Again, you were the director of the Air Force Operations Center at the Pentagon. How long did you do that?
A year and a half.
Pretty big job, isn't it? A lot of security clearances, high-level clearances, I would suspect.
In fact, I have lifetime travel
restrictions.
Based on that, right, I can't travel to certain countries.
Because of the fear that you would fall into enemy hands.
Correct.
All right, so your evaluation of the evidence that you saw personally, that you've seen, that you've heard about, that you've discussed either with JP directly or his father, tell me about the evidence. What do you make of it? Were crimes committed by Joe Biden? Is Joe Biden a compromised individual? Is it dangerous for him to be president of the United States? Your thoughts.
I have two major concerns. The first is national security. We have an individual that is the presumptive president of the United States that has been compromised not only by Ukraine, but China and other countries based upon financial activities taking place on behalf of his son, Hunter, and brother and other family members. In fact, I can't help but feel sorry for Hunter because he's been used by other people for financial gain. And that's my biggest concern is the national security aspect. But beyond that, there certainly is very strong evidence of criminal activity using political positions and whatever for personal gain, money laundering, other implications. I would suspect RICO would have a play in this. So there's been a very deliberate effort to censor this information, this evidence. But I can say that concerning the national security aspect of this, based on my contacts, my network, there is a very strong push right now for a counterintelligence investigation.
And what does that mean? Define that for people that might not know. What does a counterintelligence investigation mean, and how serious is it?
It can lead to treason, other charges that would suggest a lack of loyalty to one's nation. There are a lot of criminal implications.
And that counterintelligence investigation, in your understanding, is focused on whom specifically, or what individuals?
The presumptive president-elect.
So you're not sure there's a counterintelligence investigation, but it's possible that it's ongoing right now. What would that mean if it came out that that was going on? Would he be removed from office? How would that work? We've only got about a minute here, sir, but this is the important conclusion. Could you share? What would that mean?
It's a good question, Steve. I don't think we've really been down this path before. The implications are extremely major. What do we do with an individual that's about to assume the highest position in the United States government? Who's been compromised by foreign elements? It's a serious implication.
And aided and abetted by other Democrats in the mainstream media. 20 seconds, sir. I'll give you the last word for today.
I can't say enough about the courage my nephew has demonstrated to push this. Given that we have elements within our government that I do not think have our nation's best interests at heart, a lot of political ambition that blinds them to the bigger issues here.
Dr. Ron Scott, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel, worked there at the Pentagon. Sir, thank you for sharing this story. It's an important one. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
It's the Steve Gerber Show. At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A, Grill.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.